as a kid, my parents brought me to the Sunday school, so there's God's word in me.
虽然我的外表啊，好像嬉皮哈。
Even though my outside appearance is like a hippie,
但是我的里面呢，我有神给我的智慧，我能够远离这些罪恶。
But inside me, I have God's wisdom. I can get away from sinning, from evil.
我相信我们每一个做父母亲的都非常爱我们的孩子。
I know that every parents you love your children very much.
让他们能够学到好的东西啊。但是往往我们的这种教导，把一个孩子放在瓶子里面，这种教导不是有智慧的教导。
They like to educate their kids with the best situation, but this kind of style is not the best for the kids.
那我们现在再来看第二种啊。
Let's look at the second type.
第一种就是把他的孩子哈、啊，把他的孩子啊，怕他的孩子啊。没有东西吃啊，所以一直给他营养。
Second time is like they are afraid that their children have no food to eat, so they keep putting more nutritious stuff into their kids.
为了爱他的孩子哈、啊，让他的孩子啊受最好的教育。
In order, because of their love, they let the kids have the best education.
如果他要什么，我就给孩子什么。
Whatever the children want, the parents will provide.
你知道最后这个孩子会变成怎样呢？
Do you know what happened to the children at the end?
以后啊，他就变成豆芽菜了。
They become bean sprouts.
你一直加水，因为它没有根啊，它一路发芽了，变成豆芽菜。
You keep adding water, but they don't have root, so they become bean sprouts.
我从前我在北加州，我在做牧师的时候。
Well, in Northern California, I was a pastor there.
有一次我跟一个年轻人在一起吃这个西瓜。
I was eating with a young youth.
我们大家吃得非常开心。
We were enjoying our watermelon.
但是他不吃西瓜。
But he didn't want to eat any watermelon.
然后我就问他说，你不喜欢西瓜吗？
So I asked him, you don't like watermelon?
他说很喜欢啊。
He said, oh, I love watermelon very much.
你为什么不吃呢？
But how come you don't eat?
因为我不会吃。
Because I don't know how to eat.
我说为什么不会吃呢？
How come you don't know how to eat?
因为妈妈没有坐在我旁边。
Because mom is not with me right now.
因为吃西瓜的时候，妈妈把它那里面的那个细啊，一个一个拿出来。
Because mom will always take the seeds out for me to eat watermelon.
把它切的四四方方的，一块一块给她吃。
And cut it like a square and feed me.
啊，今天有许多父母亲啊，爱他的孩子啊，爱的这种程度啊。
Today there are many many parents that love their children to this level.
各位弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
父母亲有爱心是好的。
Parents with love is very good.
如果没有智慧啊，以后那个孩子一直爱他，就变成豆芽菜。
But love without wisdom will become the bean sprouts.
圣经里面讲什么呢？
What does the Bible say?
他说，智慧赐给人能力。
Say, wisdom and powers.
智慧，神的话语，神的给我们的智慧，使一个人啊有根，使一个人有能力，他能够成长。
Wisdom let a person have roots, let a person can grow.
我希望我们真的要把孩子哈带到教会里面来，让他从小就能够有神的话语在他里面。这样的时候，有智慧在他心中的时候，他会成为一个有能力的人。
I hope we can all the parents can bring their children at a young age to church and let them have the wisdom so they can grow in God.
第三种呢
？The third kind，
我称它为爆米花。
I call them as popcorn.
那这种父母亲呢、啊，也是非常有爱心。
And this type of parents, they're full of love as well.
他希望他的孩子啊，马上就成功。
They want their kids to be successful right away.
哦，这个孩子一直跳班，一直跳班啊，一直跳哦，一直跳上去。
Yeah, these kids to just keep skipping to the upper level classes.
那你知道这个种子啊，放在这个 microwave 里面呢、啊，只要一两分钟啊。
If you put the popcorn seed into the microwave in a couple minutes,
啊，你就变成这样了。
It become like that.
你很喜欢你的孩子，你用。最好的方法让他能够马上能够成功啊，一两分钟啊就变成 popcorn 啊。
You provide the best way for your children, and then in a couple of minutes they become popcorn.
今天有许多父母亲呢, 所想的就是我的孩子怎么让他成功, 用各种方法让他成功, 最快的方法让他成功。
Today, many parents they think of how to have ways for their kids to be successful at the shortest period of time.
有的时候连那个礼拜天早上的主学呀，主学不要去啊，其他比较重要。
Even like let them like oh Sunday school in Sunday morning is not important. The others are more important.
结果这些孩子啊，心里面没有智慧。
These children inside their heart they don't have wisdom.
各位弟兄姊妹, popcorn 的人生啊,
Dear brothers and sisters, the life of a popcorn,
那个喜乐只有两三分钟而已。
The joy is about lasts about a couple of minutes.
圣经里面怎么讲呢? 讲说智慧带来福乐, 带来快乐。
The Bible says wisdom brings joy.
我们今天来到神的面前, 有神的话语的时候, 这种智慧会带给一个人一生成为一个有喜乐的人。
Today we come to church and we receive a wisdom and the wisdom will let us bring us joy.
那再来呢, 我再称, 我, 还有一种就是甜豆浆。
The next one is sweet soybean milk.
那这种父母亲啊, 实在相当不容易啊。
And this type of parents are very difficult.
你看这些豆啊,
See those beans?
把这些豆啊, 磨得脆脆的。
You have to grind it into some type of powder.
然后呢, 就变成甜豆浆了。
And become soybean milk.
我深信今天我们有许多人, 许多父母亲, 有这种精神, 很牺牲, 牺牲自己。
I believe that there's a lot of parents nowadays are like that. They have this type of spirit. They are willing to sacrifice.
为着我的孩子的幸福啊, 我不断的加班，不断的工作啊，连那个做梦也没有了。
Because of, they're willing to give up for their kids. They keep working overtime. They keep working, and even they don't even have time to dream.
完全的牺牲啊，那个豆子磨得脆脆的，完全牺牲啊，变成甜豆浆啊。
It's a total sacrifice. They have to grind the beans so much to become a soybean milk.
有一次我看到一对父母亲。
One time I saw this, there's a couple.
然后他的女儿要结婚的时候,
that their daughter is about to get married.
那我去找他,
and I went and see them.
那他工作做得非常成功啊, 有许多的公司,
they're very successful businessmen at many, many stores, many corporations.
然后我在跟他讲他女儿要结婚的时候啊, 他眼泪流下来。
So I was talking to them, and then when we talk about them, her daughter getting married, and they cried.
他说我从小一直努力的，一直牺牲的，为着我的孩子的幸福啊， 我赚这么多的钱。
He said, like ever since when I was small, I went out and worked very hard, and I make a lot of money.
但是女儿已经要离开他了，他从来没有花时间跟女儿在一起。
But my daughter is about to leave me, but I never spent that much time with my daughter alone.
他已经成功了,
he's very successful,
赚很多钱了,
make a lot of money,
但是呢, 他没有智慧,
but he doesn't have wisdom.
他没有教导儿女的智慧,
he doesn't have the wisdom to teach, to educate his kids.
圣经里面怎么讲的? 这个智慧啊, 胜过金子。
Say, the Bible says wisdom is better than gold.
金子, 非常好,
gold is precious.
金子也是很重要,
gold is important as well.
但是圣经里面讲说智慧比这些财宝这些财富更加重要。
When the Bible says wisdom is better than gold, better than treasures.
甜豆浆实在很好喝哈。
Sweet soybean meal is very tasty.
但是甜豆浆的背后如果没有神的智慧的时候, 这种人生啊也是非常的可悲哈。
But the sweet soybean milk, if there's no God's blessing on the background, is very sad.
你要不要喝一下?
好。
那最后一种呢?
The last kind,
就是你懂得如何去栽种。
That you know how to sow it.
我今天啊，
how to plant.
我特别带一棵树来。
This morning I brought a tree.
那这棵树呢，是我两年前哈，这个树是两年前啊，有一颗这个奉事的种子。
The history of this tree is like 2 years ago. I happen to have a maple seed.
因为我从小时候我都非常喜欢种子。
Because I love seeds ever since I was a child.
然后我就把那个种子啊，我就放在这个土里面，我把它栽种。
So I planted that maple tree seed.
哎，这个不久啊，它都长出芽来。
And later on, it started growing.
哎呀，以后呢，你看两年呢、啊，它变成这么漂亮的一棵树。
And 2 years to become this big.
圣经里面怎么告诉我们呢
？What does the Bible tell us？
我们每一个人都有神的形象，神把他的生命要放在我们里面。
That every one of us we have God's person inside us。
我们好像是一颗种子。
We're like a seed。
我们有神的形象在我们里面。
We have God's image in us。
今天呢，我希望我们不要成为。今天希望我们不要我们的人生啊永远放在瓶子里面。
Today I don't want everyone to stay inside the bottle.
你放在瓶子里面，永远就是这样。
If you're inside the bottle, forever you're inside the bottle.
神给你有生命，你要去发挥。
God gave you life, you need to explore it.
今天希望你也不要成为一个没有根的豆芽菜。
And today, wish.None of you become the bean sprouts without the roots.
我希望你也不要成为一个 popcorn 的这种人生。
And I hope you are not becoming a popcorn, popcorn.
也不要一生啊，牺牲自己，完全都没有了。最后，这种人生也是一个没有智慧的人生。
Or you sacrifice everything for your children and by.
已经放完了。那最后呢，我们刚才的这个主路学的学生啊，有背一节圣经节。
Earlier, we can see from the from our Sunday school children, they memorized these verses.
我现在要请他们要站起来再背一次哈，背这一节就好哈。
I want them to stand up again and memorize this verse again.
我们这些主日学的这些中文学校哈，我们中文学校这些孩子啊，都是在美国长大的哈，他们会背这么长的圣经啊，我们应该向他们啊鼓掌哈，他们实在啊。
All these children are grow up in the United States, so we need to be glad.
Right.哇，100分，100分
100 points.
各位弟兄姊妹，教会的主日学跟学校有什么不一样？
Dear brothers and sisters, what are the difference in the Sunday school, church Sunday school and our educational center?
这大人请举手。
You know, please raise up your hand.
各位弟兄姊妹，学校是教一个孩子有知识。
Dear brothers and sisters, the school teaches us how to have knowledge.
教会是教一个孩子有智慧。
But church teach how a kid can have wisdom.
我们需要到学校里面学更多的知识。
We need to go to school to learn knowledge.
我们也要来到教会里面来参加主日学来学习智慧。
Well, we need to attend Sunday school in the church to learn wisdom.
这边讲到说，唯独从上头来的智慧。
Say the wisdom that comes from heaven above.
你看，以后接着有这么多的祝福在我们人生当中。
That we have so much blessings given us from above.
求主帮助我们所有做父母亲的，能够在母亲节的时候，你会如何来耕耘神给你们这么宝贵的财产，就是你的儿女。
May God help us through His wisdom to how us can cultivate the seeds, which is our children.
我们现在大家一起起立，我们来唱一首圣诗。
Let's all stand up and sing him.
这个第六首哈，圣诗第六首哈，我们一起来赞美我们的神，也求主在今天呢 让我们成为有智慧的父母亲。
Hymn number six.
唱第一节哈，用英文唱第一节。
Sing in verse 1。
来，一起来。
Oh, Lord.